women in uniform around the world standing tall for our political and economic freedom. This holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. And with us this morning is Barry Shamish, and Barry's going to bring us up to date on what's going on in Israel. As you know, for those of you who don't know, Barry's an investigative reporter. He's been over there in Israel, or was there for 30 years, uncovering corruption at the highest level of the Israeli government, because even though the majority of the Israeli people are wonderful people who believe in Israel, there is tremendous corruption at the highest level of the government, and there were actually threats against Barry's life because of his expose. As a result, he moved to the United States. And we enjoy having him on our programs, one or another of the programs, on a weekly basis. And so this morning, we're fortunate to have Barry with us to bring us up to date with some of the stories behind the scene. Or as I say, the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning.
Where are we going today?
Yeah. You know, I'm not thrilled about the history of my people completely, all right? I'll just tell you. In the 30s, there was something called the transfer agreement. A few of us have covered it. Edwin Black wrote a book called The Transfer Agreement. Big fat book, maybe 50 pages relevant, but they're shocking. And in my books, I've covered it. Well, something pretty significant came up. Oh, what is it? 4 days ago, it was sent to me by my friend Eve Cohen from Netanya in Hebrew. I'm going to give you proof. I suppose a lot of stuff has been buried, destroyed. Well, this one came out. Follow with me.
You want to tell our listeners what the transfer agreement was, because it is so vitally important to understanding the Nazis, the Holocaust, Adolf Hitler. What was the transfer agreement about that Edward Black, that Black wrote about? It's a very important book. Most people have never heard of it. What was the transfer agreement? What was the secret agreement between certain Jewish leaders and Adolf Hitler?
Yeah, the certain Jewish leaders were the labor Zionists. Now, in 1932, they approached the Nazis with a deal. Banned all Jewish organizations in Germany. There were over 250 of them. Banned them and leave us the only legal Jewish organization, the one that Jews would have to turn to. And, well, they agreed. They agreed. In 32, there were 250-plus Jewish organizations. In 33, there was one, labor Zionism.
And what was the goal of the labor Zionists?
They wanted German Jews to go to Palestine. Okay. And the hell with the rest of them. This was the seed stock of their Israel. And that's why I say they're Israel. They banned the right wing. They banned the religious. By 33, only the labor Zionists ran what was called the Jewish Agency. In short, it was the capital of world Judaism in Jerusalem. They booted out everyone else, and they went to war against them. Vicious war in the 40s when they and the British were hanging and sending right-wing Jews to Africa, away from the battle. Listen, Israel was not founded by the Jews. There was a poll this week taken. If an election were held in Israel, who would you vote for? 72% were right or religious. Labor Zionism has been defeated by the people of Israel, but they tried to win in the 30s.
But the labor Zionists were not religious Jews, is that right?
No.
Okay,
no.
So I think it's so important. It's a very important book. I have a copy of it, and most people never heard of the transfer agreement made between the labor Zionists, who were not religious Jews. They were Jews, but they served, I believe, a different master. And then, of course, they made an agreement with Adolf Hitler. So you go ahead and ban all the other organizations, Jewish organizations, and we'll stand behind you. Go ahead.
Yeah, that was pretty well it. And I've written about it. I have a book, Subtitles to Labor Zionism and the Holocaust, which covers this as well. It's been hidden from, you know what, from everyone. No one knows about this. How Israel was founded, well, they cut a deal with the Nazis, and it brought about 80,000 German Jews to Palestine. And again, the rest of the Jews, to hell with them. We're going to start the new Judaism with German Jews. Look, you understand the implications of that kind of thinking. Well, we have a letter that was revealed just this week that shocked those investigators. Let me just start with the article. It's in Hebrew, so the Beit Sefer State All right. At the school, the field school of Kfaret Zion, there was an investigation an investigation of the purchase of lands for the organization called El Hahar, to the hill, Begush Etzion, which in Gush Etzion in the 30s. There, I did that. Again, I'm staring at it in Hebrew, but I think my translation is pretty good. Now, during this investigation, whose purposes were to show that the Jews bought the land legally way back in the 30s,
This is land in Palestine.
Well, it's all Palestine.
Okay, fine. Go ahead.
All right. To their great surprise, they discovered a letter from Shai Glasser. He was on the board of El Hahar to the Reich Chancellor, of course, Adolf Hitler. And what the letter says is that we would like Germany to let their Jews buy land in Palestine, and that you will grant them the right. I'll get to it after the message.
Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment with Perry Shammond.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and basically our guest this morning, Perry Shammas, is talking about the origin of Israel. And basically, of course, it was made up of primarily of German Jews. Why would these German Jews leave Israel, leave Germany and go to Palestine? I mean, these were doctors, these were lawyers, they were professional people. Why would they leave their homes in Germany where they were comfortable? Why, of course, because Adolf Hitler came to power and he was persecuting Jews, and these people were trying to survive with their families. And, of course, this is totally illogical. Why would anybody want to facilitate or encourage persecution of Jews to get them to move to another country? Because they wanted to establish this nation of Palestine. So
the nation would be Israel.
Go ahead.
All right, let's go on with this letter. What he asked the Reich Chancellor, Adolf Hitler, is to allow Jews unimpeded access to Palestine. And the Murata, and in exchange for this, Glaser transferred 100,000 lirot to the German bank in exchange for, get this, I'm not mistranslating it, I've looked at this, but it's shocking, to obtain export products from Germany to Palestine. The Jews were export products. And when I read that, I was, well, I don't know, I guess with hidden language, I mean, who knows what that means, but that was the deal. He gave Hitler 100,000 lirot to the bank, the German bank, for export products for Jews. And then he goes on and writes, Hineni Marshel, that's me, allow me, Adoni Reich Chancellor, Sir Reich Chancellor, Hanikbad, no less, the respected Reich Chancellor. This is what Glaser is writing, to present to you a suggestion. I would like you to let the Jews who are being trained, well, let's put it this way, there were camps in Germany for labor Zionists at the time, and these camps turned these lawyers, doctors, professors, pretty darn professional class in Germany were the Jews, musicians, whatever you want, to become farmers and go to Palestine and establish kibbutzim. Are we there, Dr. Stan?
We are here. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, the deal was to let the Jews, first of all, go to the labor Zionist camps. And after that, they'll come to Israel to be farmers. Now, voluntarily, did these professors and doctors, they wanted to become farmers? So, well, that was what was left to them. Times were desperate, very desperate
because of the persecution. This is because of the persecution of the Jews in Germany under the Nazis, who were being funded by the labor Zionists, which is the...
Don't go that far.
Okay.
Don't go that far. there was a genuine nationalist movement in Germany, and it was sick in the head, and it led eventually to 60 million deaths, including most of the Jews of Europe. It existed. Now, unfortunately...
600 million. Go ahead.
Pardon me?
Go ahead. You're talking about the Holocaust.
Well, that's certainly...
Right.
In Jewish history, core, but there was a war. You're talking about a nasty, awful war that killed 60 million people.
Right.
These people existed. Now, what was going on between them and the labor Zionists? Now, I'll tell you what the labor Zionists, how they rationalize it. It's much, much wider than the way the rationalists. First of all, let me finish the letter. All right, let's just finish the letter, and then we'll get to the rationalizations. But Mikhailman, Glaser stresses in the letter that he will be arriving in Berlin on the 15th of May to start the operation by German Jews. That was the operation. And he, Anime Vakeshmi Hitler, and he asked Hitler for a meeting. The letter closes with, Ad kol, lo nimsa mismach mi Germania, mavia nechonot. So far, we have not received a letter from Germany, organizing this meeting between me and Hitler. That's how the letter ends. Now, did they get it? Did they get the letter? I'll bet they did for a bribe of 100,000 lira. In 33, this was 35 when this letter was written. The Holocaust wasn't going yet. Getting rid of Jews was an option being considered, and this is where the labor Zionists walked in, said, let's work with the Nazis and get the best Jews around. We'll get the German Jews. And under the table in the park that, my books and certainly the transfer agreement more than states is that these labor Zionists hated the religious, and they hated the right. And as far as they were concerned, get the liberal Germans, not to mention the superior race Germans. I won't dive into that, but I'll bet that was in there as well, secretly. Nonetheless, get the Germans who want to come to Palestine to part with their money, and we'll get it. And they'll come to Palestine and start a new life our way, which means being a farmer on a kibbutz. Look, the history of Israel putting it mildly, it isn't perfect. That's being very mild. Look, in this article, the writer... interviewed, I'm reading in Hebrew, so I'm a little slow. Menahel Beit HaSefer Sadek Faletzion, Yaron Rosenthal, for a reaction to this letter. And here is what he says. The settlement of Gush Etzion has a long history, and within it are many varied aspects. We view the letter I just quoted you. Whoever Holtzman was, Glaser was working for him, and Holtzman was Baal Chevra. He was the head of the organization To the Hill, El Har, that purchased land in Gush Etzion. Nonetheless, let's go back to the quote from Yaron. He says, we look for any way to get the Jews of Germany into a safe haven before the war. Now, look, that sounds terrific. They were taking advantage and exploiting the Germans. But the history is much broader than that. Unfortunately, people will say that. Well, there was no choice. We had to go to Hitler. We had to bribe him. There was no choice. There's something that was signed 2 years before called the transfer agreement. There was plenty of choice. They had no toleration for anyone who disagreed with them. The labor Zionists knocked out the right and the religious, and they went for a Jew they thought they could mold to be the new Jew, the labor Zionist Jew, the Jew of the future. There was stuff going on that the Jews of Israel today have rejected, but it was very, very real. The Nazis and the labor Zionists cut a deal. Glaser's letter was to a Hitler who agreed to the transfer agreement, and it just came out 4 or 5 days ago. And the reaction will not be what I would like to see. Excuse me, I'm congested. Any more than there was any reaction to the transfer agreement by Black or the, listen, the smothering of my books. I had to go out and hawk them one by one. There is a tremendous resistance to the truth. My personal point of view is you can't live a lie. Just fess up to it and go on with life, but be honest. This letter is shocking people, but it will be buried. I assure you, it will be buried. That's my section on the new letter uncovered this week in Israel.
Okay, fine. And, of course, the shocking thing is that the labor Zionists were working with Hitler, and their goal was to get the German Jews, make things so difficult for them in Germany that they would go to Palestine and establish this new nation that they dreamed up. Okay?
Well, even Hitler wasn't above taking a bribe.
Right.
Right. That was right in his league, actually. So that's how the transfer agreement got going, and it created Israel. Ultimately, it created Israel. The population of Israel was through the transfer agreement.
Okay, fine. I think it's important because we're not going to hear about this through regular channels, and that's why I think your work is so important, why your book is so important. And if you want to put in a plug and tell people how they can get your books, go ahead.
Yeah, I think every month somebody out there buys them. So you go to www.lulu.com. 8 of 9 of my books are available just by writing my name in the search box. Chamish. Chamish. The newest book, The Stinger Not the Stung, it's called, isn't in the list, and I have real problems with webmasters. Well, neither here nor there. You have to get it separately by writing in Chamish, The Stinger, Not the Stung, and you'll get to it. My website is barrychamish.com, and yes, there's a PayPal button, and yes, I'm very grateful. Boy, I let you know it, all right? Very grateful for anyone who keeps this work going. It's real touch and go what I do. And as I said, it's not just me. Try and find the transfer agreement anywhere in Israel. Good luck, all right? They really, listen, the media there is very, very tight in protecting a story of Israel that is so very wrong. Well, I have a perfect example of that. Stephen Harper, he's the Prime Minister of Canada. He was in Israel last week, and, well, all kinds of people sent me reports about what wonderful things he was doing and what he said to the Knesset. But according to Ma'ariv, and that's another Israeli outlet, Stephen Harper was completely ignored because he stood by us. All right. Now, get ready. Well, the name is, what the heck? His name is Lubskind.
Hold that thought. We'll be back after the break. Stephen Harper went to Israel, announced he was solidly behind Israel. Canada was behind Israel. He got the conspiracy of silence. We'll be right back.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. DRM Real Estate Advisors in Windsor reminds us that training and discipline instill the values that create leadership abilities and a can-do spirit. Those same strong values of working hard stay with the servicemen and women returning to the workforce and civilian life. America salutes our heroes. If you're a business owner, remember to hire smart and bet on a vet. This reminder from DRM Real Estate Advisors in Windsor, reminding all of us that our freedom has never been free. Jensen Arms says, if you only have one life to live, why not get the most out of it? There's no need to make yourself sick, dependent, and useless. Yet so many do this to themselves each day by using drugs. Let's give life a chance. Drugs are never the answer. And this message is sponsored by Jensen Arms. They're working proudly with KHNC radio station to bring you this important message. That's Jensen Arms saying, keep your radio tuned right here.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Barry Shamish, investigative reporter from Israel, living in the United States now because of the threats against his life in Israel, where he lived for 30 years. Go right ahead, Barry.
Well, we're off to where, actually, you can make a good argument from the transfer agreement, the labor Zionists may not have the devotion of the Jews there anymore. They may not even have 12 seats out of the 120 in the Knesset, but they've got the media, they've got TV. They may be a minority, but they've got the majority media. Now, the Kalman Lipskin is a writer for Ma'ariv, and well, I was getting these notices about Stephen Harper's visit and how inspiring it was. He noted that the Israeli media didn't, well, Channel 2, that's a major commercial channel, didn't even devote a minute to Harper's Knesset address. And the other media channel, that's Channel 10, devoted 1 minute, more than half of it, was the heckling that Harper got by Arab members of the Knesset. Now, here's what Lipskin writes. Stephen Harper was like a bone in the throat of Israel's leftist press. All right? After years of mocking Netanyahu and presenting Israel under his leadership as a country, a friendless country, quote, the Canadian Prime Minister came here and bucked all the rules when he declared that he stood beside us. He did so without stammering, without apologizing, without saying anything unclear, and the Israeli press did not know what to do with this thing. Now, after, in response, the apologist said, big deal. I mean, what's Canada? We don't cover minor countries, stuff like that. This is not a country that supplies us with arms. Why should we cover Stephen Harper? He wasn't relevant to us. I don't buy that. What's relevant is that he unflinchingly supported Israel. That was the relevant part. And, well, let's go on with Kalman Lipskin. He toured Israel and, quote, did everything in order to make it clear to the entire world that he supports us, that he is unwilling to hear us associated with something that sounds like apartheid, and that Canada, under his leadership, will always stand beside us. That was why it should have been covered. All right? Look, let's go on with the article. It's worthy of being noted. Quote, this is the kind of business that the Israeli media should have covered on a very large scale. But support for Israel sounds like support for the Israeli government, and that's where the Israeli media's ulcer starts bothering it. So what do? You ignore him. You ignore him. Now, Harper's reaction, on with the quote, most of Harper's statements were not even quoted by the Israeli news outlets. Now, let's go back to the article. Harper was quick to understand how things work in Israel, added Lipskin. In a news conference on the day after his Knesset speech, he berated Israeli reporters who kept on asking him about Israeli settlements. A quote from Harper. Yesterday in the Palestinian Authority, Harper said, no one asked me to criticize the Palestinian Authority on matters of governance, human rights, or any other subject. When I'm in Israel, I'm asked to criticize Israel. When I'm in the Palestinian Authority, I'm asked to criticize Israel. Oh, poor Stephen. He probably had his view of right and wrong when he got to Israel and then found out that, well, he was blacked out. Canadians should have been very proud, actually, of his tour, but Israelis barely knew about it. And that's because of a media that, well, what can you say? It's not labor Zionism anymore. Netanyahu, look, to dive into how it's run, and Netanyahu, former member of the Council on Foreign Relations, you can dive, but it's still not labor Zionism running Israel. And they just, anyone who supports Israel is not supporting labor Zionism, so we are going to smear him or black him out. There, that's the message that came from the Harper visit.
Okay, fine. Well, it's a tragic situation, but the media in Israel is obviously as tightly controlled as the media here in the United States. We get what they want us to get, not the truth. We go right ahead.
Well, I've got more stories. We could talk all night about the Israeli media. I also have my... they couldn't ignore my Rabin book, and I was on Israeli TV 4 or 5 times, and initially to mock me, but I came out so well. I held my ground. They have a real problem when their truth isn't the truth. Look, I'm going to give you where this is all leading you. Let's paint a picture. Now, what happened is that someone named Yehuda Landsberg was arrested this week on suspicion of involvement in price tag vandalism. In other words, of attacking Arabs. This is being pushed big time to prepare the public for the evacuation of settlers from their homes, that they are vandals who are causing trouble with vandalism and price tag crimes. He was arrested for that. By the way, Carmi Gilon, one of the conspirators in the real Rabin assassination, he was head of the Shabak at the time, the internal security. He's been pushing this price tag vandalism all through Israel. Nobody is standing up and nobody is saying, Mr. Gilon, why are you lecturing us on vandalism when you murdered the Prime Minister Rabin? It's very frustrating when the truth has been proven. And
what you're basically talking about is the fact that they're going to try to force the settlers out of the West Bank. Is that it?
Well, that's not what I'm getting at all, but that's certainly part of the picture.
Okay, go ahead.
What we're getting at is Yehuda Landsberg was arrested, and, well, I'm going to quote, Yehuda has not been seen since the arrest, and his family has not been able to talk with him. He may be held at the Shabak, internal security headquarters near Petah Tikva. So in other words, this is another schmo, but he was arrested and by the Shabak, internal security. Well, I hear the music. We'll finish the story when we come back.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath. During the winter, let's all keep an extra special eye out for our senior citizens. Check on them on a regular basis, especially when the weather is cold. Make sure they have what they need. Someday we'll all be in that position, and wouldn't you like to have someone watch out for you? That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority wishing everyone a great and safe new year.
Well, Dr. Stan here at American Freedom Network, I guess this morning, very Samish. We're talking about Israel because, ladies and gentlemen, what is going on in Israel is very important as far as what's going on in the Middle East. And this is going to have in one way or another, I believe, a profound impact on America. I believe a war over there is imminent between the Shia and the Sunnis. And how this is going to pan out, I don't know, but believe me, we're financing both sides, in my estimation, preparing for another one of those wars. We go from war to war to war. But go right ahead, Barry. What's going on in Israel, and how is this all fitting together?
Well, let's go back to Yehuda Landsberg. Now, first of all, he was taken to Shabak, Internal Security Headquarters, and a ring was put around him. His family couldn't even speak with him. Now, the question is, was he really vandalizing Arabs? The Jews are being framed for this, and there's plenty, plenty of proof. Maybe in another show we'll talk about the proof, but what it's come down to is that the Shabak is working with Arab residents to stage vandalism and blame local Jews. Believe it or not, hear what I said. Israel's internal security is working with Arabs to stage vandalism and blame local Jews. And now we've got conclusive proof that these accusations of framing are coming out already. It's really a difficult situation when the people in charge of your people are working with the enemy. This happened during the 30s in Germany. That's why I quoted the letter. It's happening in Israel today. Next time, maybe I'll talk about what happened in Kusra and how a group of Jewish men were almost lynched. But let's go back to Landsberg in Shabak jail. Who does he get appointed? I would assume appointed. All right. That's Itamar Ben-Gvir, the Shabak. Well, let me just put it this way. During the evacuation of Gush Katif, there was almost a rally that could have prevented it. There were 2,300 people there. He and a group of 8 or 9 of his thugs went to the headquarters. It was a hotel in Gush Katif. And he started, framing the Jews. His group took a giant sign and made sure the nearby Arab village could see it. It said, "Muhammad is a pig." Like, that's not provocation. And within a day, there were gunfights. Within a day, all 2,300 Jews were forced out as troublemakers. And there was no one to prevent the army from throwing the Jews out of the house. Look, what you've got, and it's frightening. Ben-Gvir the guy has got Ben-Gvir as an attorney. What chance does he have? Everything is rigged. Look, here's the quote the Israeli press got. Attorney Itamar Ben-Gvir spoke of the assault and accusations of price tag, arguing people doing price tag don't go in the middle of the day, don't go without a means of defense, and don't do it in a group. That's going to be his argument in court, apparently. Obviously, it's not going to convince any judge. What you've got is the Jews. Okay, the settlers, call them that, but it's wider than that. Their internal security is working with the enemy to set them up and imprison them. This is what is going on to the poor Jews of Israel. And, well, as I said before with the price tag vandalism, it's coming out that it's all a big frame-up in Israel. It's coming out. But will it make a difference? I say no. The evacuation will go through whenever it goes through. Everything's being set up for it.
And by the evacuation, you mean what specifically?
For peace, they're going to throw Jews out of their house. Look,
they're going to throw the Jews out of the West Bank. Is that right?
Just, well, they've already done it. Northern Samaria is Jew-free. They went with Gush Katif, which is now Jew-free. It's not like we're talking about something without a precedent here. In the name of peace, you're going to see an evacuation. And, oh, my goodness, they're setting the Israeli people up that the Jews deserve to be evacuated. They're vandals. Look, from the point of view of PR, it's really low. But the Israelis are so dumb, they're going to fall into it.
And so they forced the Jews out of Gaza. Now they're going to try to force them out of the West Bank. Into this
Again, they forced them out of the West Bank already.
Right.
There's no Jews in northern Samaria. They were cleared out with Gaza.
Right.
Look, again, it's not something. Eventually, yeah, they're going to be evacuated. And you've got the Ben-Gvirs in on this, defending the so-called vandals, the Landsberg. It's a drama. It's a low-class, ugly, horrible drama going on in Israel. But people are being affected, and you ain't seen what the number of people that are eventually going to be affected.
Okay, well, I guess this morning, Barry Shamish, we're just about out of time. Parting thought before we let you go.
Yeah, we didn't even touch the iceberg, but I hope people listen to the show, and if you want to defend Israel, you have to understand what is Israel and what is going on in Israel, or else there's no defense.
And Israel is under attack today, but by people at its own government, but its own agencies, and working at the highest level of the government. Would that be a fair analysis?
Sure would.
Okay, fine. Well, I appreciate so much your being with us, Barry, and we'll be talking to you real soon.
I appreciate it just as much, believe me. Night, good morning, all.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of scientific instruments.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I would simply remind you that between man's plan in time and God's plan in eternity, there's an infinite quality of difference. Between man's plan in time and God's plan planned in eternity. There's an infinite quantity of difference. I mean, why is Israel there? Well, because God prophesied in the scriptures that Israel would be reformed as a nation, and all the machinations of the certainly of the labor Zionists and the Nazis and the Holocaust and all of those things put together led to the Israel that exists today. And the Israel that exists today is certainly under attack in many instances by its own leaders, undermining it, forcing the Jews out of Gaza, out of the West Bank. And all of these things are important. I believe there's going to be a very real crisis over there, and it's going to have a profound impact on America. America has backed Israel. Canada, the leader, Stephen Harper, of Canada is backing Israel. But there are powerful forces working against Israel today. And one reason we have Barry with us on a regular basis is because he will help you to understand the tragedy that's unfolding there. We're heading into very difficult times here in the United States. I believe this country has turned its back on God. I mean, we are actually starting now in kindergarten, teaching children how normal homosexuality is, sort of like how it was in Sodom and Gomorrah. And remember what God did to Sodom and Gomorrah. You have to understand that behind everything going on politically today are powerful spiritual forces. And you can't understand anything going on unless you understand that God does play a very important part in the unfolding of events. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, let me suggest it for you. You can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We're about the 10th printing on it. And if you'd like to get a copy, Brotherhood of Darkness, give us a call. And we hope you'll want to get some of our other talk. So hope you'll listen to our programs. We do 5 hours of talk radio a day, 5 days a week. Of course, we can use your hand or your help in financing what we do, because although we don't pay to be on this network, and we're very, very grateful to have this time with you for our afternoon and evening networks, we have to buy time on radios. It's an expensive proposition. So if you'd like to help us, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You can go to our webpage and listen to our radio programs, afternoon and evening programs there. RadioLiberty.com, that's RadioLiberty.com. You can watch our DVDs. You can certainly read our newsletters, and we have, going back to the 1990s, right now, William Grigg is writing them because I'm getting a little old and have another project underway. But basically, the information is there. Information that will help you better to understand what's really going on in the world today. I said, if you'd like to understand the plan, the master plan for America, why you want to read the article on the Georgia Guidestones. The Georgia Guidestones erected by a secret society. That is intent upon the destruction of humanity. A secret society intent upon the destruction of Christian civilization. Go to our website and read the articles on the Georgia Guidestones and so many other things there that we think are worthwhile. We do have a new section. It's called Other Items Around the Web. You can see it at the top or around the Internet. But it's right below the blue banners. We post something there every day or two. Again, our number 1-800-544-8927.